Hey, Eileen here. I wanted to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. If you're an entrepreneur looking for consistency in your business, you're probably making at least one of three critical errors. Head on over to getcontrolofmybusiness.com to access my free training and finally grow a simple, streamlined business with high impact and consistent six-figure months. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Okay. Well, listen, I just have like a quick word of encouragement. Is that okay? Wave at me if that's okay. A little quick word of encouragement as we all are embarking on the new year. And then I'd love to open it up if you guys have questions about the system, about whatever, whatever. But how many of you would agree that in order to accomplish everything that you want to accomplish in 2024, there's going to be new levels of you going pro? New levels, new devils. Okay. So some people say to me, like, Eileen, okay, well, like, do you struggle with anything? Do you have any problems? And I'm like 100% yes, because there are new levels that we're all going to. And I'm going through a new level right now. So I wondered if I could be super vulnerable pants for a second. Is that all right? Give me a yes if that's all right. But can you just talk real? You know what I'm saying? We don't have to be like all superstars or fake vulnerable pants. That's what's up, Brandy. Oh, I see you out there crushing it. So right now I have a partner in our business, and she is like, Eileen, there's one thing that you need to do in order to scale your business to $100 million. Are you ready for it? And I'm like, yes, give it to me. I'll do anything. I am committed. I want to reach these people. I want to help people where I was. I'm like, I'm committed. And then she's like, are you sure you're ready? And I'm like, I'm ready. So while I'm telling you this story, here's an exercise that I want you to do. Okay. On the board, I'm going to write it. It goes like this. So if you have a pen, let me wave at me. If you got a pen, do you have a pen? It's a fill in the blank statement. It goes like this. I'll do anything. I'll do anything to accomplish my goals. I don't even think you can see this. To accomplish my goals, but you're with me. To accomplish my goals, except E-X-C-E-P-T, except don't ask me. I'll do anything to achieve my goals, except don't ask me to do blank. I'll do anything to achieve my goals, except don't ask me to blank. Whatever is in your blank, before I say it, give me a yes in the chat if something came to mind. I'll do anything. Get a 6 or 7 figure days. Except don't ask me to do blank. Oh, okay. So some of you guys, we're all getting vulnerable. I'm going to get vulnerable too. So thanks, Elizabeth. You're saying put myself out there. Oh, go against my faith. Okay. So that would be like more like principle. So maybe Dr. Chubby, let me clarify. Think about like something you just kind of like know you really have to do or you're being called to do, but there's resistance. Okay, good, Bill. So let me clarify. I do not want anyone to go against their faith, moral, ethics, clean my own house. Actually, that's pretty funny. I'll do anything to achieve my goals, except don't ask me to do and then thing that you know you feel called to do and you probably should be doing and God's inviting you into, but you have resistance around that area. Okay. So whatever that, okay, make an offer, Elizabeth. All right, so if you got it, I'll tell you what mine is. Mine is going live every day. I have friends that go live every day and they make it look so easy pants. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how do they put their makeup on every day? I don't get it. I'm so intimidated by their awesomeness. I'm like, I can make edited videos, but going live every day makes me feel very uncomfortable. If I'm being really honest right now, it makes me feel very uncomfortable. I feel I don't have a script. There's no audience there. Wave at me if you love talking with people actually in the room or with you on Zoom. Like there's like live feedback energy. It's just me and this camera going live every day. Because I can't really see the comments. I'm not that sophisticated yet to like see the people. So back to my story. So my partner's like, Eileen, you got to go live every day. I'm like, every day of the days in the year, like all the days in the year, you need me to go live all the days. She's like, yeah, that's what I need you to do. Okay. Here's my word for you. In order for you to go to your next level of going pro, you're going to have to allow yourself to do the blank. I could feel people's stomach just drop right there. Listen to this quote from Stephen Pressfield. Most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. Between the two stands resistance. I love, here's another quote he says, what ails you and me has nothing to do with being sick or being wrong. What ails you and I is we're living our life as amateurs. And would you agree with me that the deepest pain that you and I may feel is the unlived life within us? It's the untapped potential that you know exists within your own soul, but you can't quite unleash it. Give me a yes if you have felt that before. And my encouragement to you, I'm going to tell you what happened. My encouragement to you is to allow yourself to step in to that new level of going pro, even if it feels very uncomfortable, like it is for me too. So give me a wave if this is speaking to you, just like a little bit, a little Baptist nod. Stephen Pressfield, yeah, he said that most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. So, okay. So listen, so I'm going live. Go, I'm cheering myself on. Go, Eileen. Let's go. And here is something I've heard as a tactic or a little quick tip for those of you who, actually, before I share this quick tip, would anybody be willing to raise their hand in the room and share what's in their blank? I'm with you, Kim, on cleaning the house, but Kadisha, what is, wh and I just applaud, nobody has to raise their hand and tell me what, only if you want to share it. So there's no pressure. Kadisha, what's inside your blank right here?
Eileen, it's definitely going live every day.
Is it for you too?
It is definitely like I do not know how people do it every day, and I try and I get frustrated, and I'll probably
Oh,
try. Yeah, so that is,
you
anybody that
too.
can help me with some tips.
You're open to some tips. I got some tips for you, girl. Okay. I'm high-fiving you. We're in the arena together. Let's go live janky every day. Let's just, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we can have like a club. Okay, let's talk about that by the end of this call. Kadisha, and have you done that before? I'm curious, Kadisha.
So
You
I've done, yeah,
have done it
I've
before.
done
Okay.
some.
All right, me too, but this
But,
new level. Oh shoot, you got muted. I'm sorry,
sorry.
girl.
And I tried to do it where, oh, like just turn up as I am. People
Yeah.
don't want you as you are. They want it. Stop. They want to see you looking old. Do you know
Want that
what I mean?
makeup. I'm with you.
I'm sorry.
I'm with I get it. I totally agree with you, Kadisha. All right, let's give it up for Kadisha. They don't want you. They don't want me as I am. You don't want this. Ooh, Paul, would you be willing to unmute and share that? That's good.
I'm not sure if my microphone works or not.
Yeah, no, you
Is it
sound good.
okay? Mine is, yeah, spending money on Facebook ads because it just, whatever reason, maybe I have a block, but it just seems like there's so much failure in that industry that I just
Oh.
never wanted to go there.
Yeah, I hear you. But you feel that you, but there's something inside of you that's like, I know I feel called, or I need to do that at some point.
Well, I think it's the key to success, but yet, for whatever reason, there's such strong resistance to it that, every time I see somebody
Yeah.
do it and they fail, I go, there you
Right.
go.
Right.
And so
Right.
it's like a block that I need to
Right.
break through. And
Yes.
even that masterclass you did with that executive, I mean, it was wonderful.
Yep.
And I kind of like was thinking, well, that's great for them.
That's great for them. It's great. High five for them. But what? Yeah. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Paul, because I have a solution for you. So this is awesome. So let's give it up for Paul Newstrom, because Paul is Paul Newstrom, first of all. Jenny Ray and Mariana, would you guys be willing to unmute a little bit and elaborate? So, oh no, maybe no. You weren't sharing it, Mariana. You were saying no need to look picture. Jenny Ray, yours is, will you elaborate on that?
Yeah, just more time in general, like not just lives, but my like this like I've been saying I'm going to start my podcast for like 4 years. I'm like, how many episodes would I had if I
For
had
4 years.
taken every
I
caption that
know.
I spend 5 hours writing,
Right.
just speaking it? And yeah, it's interesting what the block is, because I'm not
Yeah.
actually afraid of speaking and I do live events. I don't know what it is with just the mic time for social, and maybe it's the whole process of all the editing, all the cutting, all the clipping,
Yeah.
all of it.
Right.
I don't know what it is. And just probably being in a flow. It's like not having the flow of it. So
Yeah. So good. Okay, you guys are bringing up. Let's give it up for Jenny Ray. So good. I love mic time. Kind of sounds like something like I could just be like, hey guys, I gotta go. I gotta have some mic time. Okay, cool. Well, would anybody else like to share about what's inside their blank? You can kind of wave at me and I can call you up if I'm just keep it. Oh, Mariana, were you waving?
I
What's
just
up,
waved
girl?
super quick. I can't pinpoint to any specific thing. And I don't mean this to sound gloaty or anything, but I was thinking about it, and I feel like my biggest hesitation is investing a lot of energy in things that essentially, you could throw spaghetti at the wall all day. But just really having as much clarity and as much certainty as possible that specific strategies will actually get results. And so, you have a trusted friend that was like, live is the way to go. This is what I'm seeing for you. So it helps motivate you in that direction when you have that sort of,
Very good.
that encouragement, that specific encouragement. I feel like, I do understand and believe that a lot of it is trying. A lot of it is like the market will tell you. A lot of it is not everybody knows exactly what you should be doing or exactly how you should sound doing it. So there is a level of the market will give you that reassurance. But for me, the hesitation is like taking on more things without direction. Like my plate's already full. I'm already investing a lot of energy. So not necessarily
Interesting.
just tacking on more things to
Good.
that,
Good.
in the spirit of doing more.
Right. So I could hear you like, so I'll do anything to achieve my goals except have me try 39 different strategies without any
Fair.
evidence or proof. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Okay.
a great
Okay.
way to
Yeah.
phrase
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. How many of you guys do not want to just waste a bunch of your time? That's yeah, that's a good one. Thank you for sharing that, Mariana. So, okay, cool. Well, let me give you guys a quick some kind of hacks that I figured out when I in my journey here of going pro at different levels. This included spending money on Facebook ads. So here's just kind of two quick hack away. Let's go, Jared. Well, the first is going to deal first with. Oh, wait, did anybody else want to share? I just want to make sure I just. Okay. Maybe we'll have some sharing time at the end. Oh, Dr. Tooby's in the house. What's up, girl?
I can hear me. Okay. Yeah, I was just piggybacking off what Mariana said. I guess it kind of clarified for me. I was like, I didn't really have a lot of any. I couldn't figure out what my blank was because I really will do anything. Like I'm like, tell me what to do to make
Tell
money,
me
and
what
I'll
to
do
do.
it.
Yeah.
It's as long as of course, the other stuff. But The only thing I could think of is that I don't want to waste a lot of money and energy.
Yes,
I just
good.
want to
Okay.
do things right. Do you understand what I'm
Yeah.
saying? So like if you have a proven thing that's like you are doing it, so like
Yep.
it's working for you and I'll do it, but I just not willing to go after
Right.
many strategies that are not proven to work. So that's
Exactly.
why.
100%. No, and just for all of your assurances, if you are interfacing with me at any level and buying anything of mine, I can assure you it is millions of dollars in testing, and I don't do anything if it's not leveraged. So anything you see me doing, it like actually it like well, I don't know how to say this. It's the cleanest, most efficient way to the end result. I'll just say it like that. Okay. Dr. Tubi, can we give Dr. Tubi a round of applause? So it's kind of like I'll do anything to accomplish my goal, except don't ask me to waste a bunch of money and waste a bunch of time figuring this out. Yeah, I love that. Really good. Sarah Moses and then Wendy G in the house. What's up, Sarah?
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is so timely because this morning I was listening for the first time to an Audible book called Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life,
Ooh,
right?
fun.
Bob Proctor. And he was talking about the importance of repetition.
Yes.
So it's so great that people are mentioning listening to your videos
Yes.
over and over again. He said there's this misconception that we read a book once and then we move on.
Right.
It reminds me, so if you go live and go live and go live, it seems so difficult the first week or two, but then it becomes easy. And it reminds me, I just want to share this short story. My daughter got contact lenses a couple years ago. And the first few days of trying to put them in, it was like crying and screaming and this, I can never do this. And that like she just thought it was impossible. And it would take her an hour just to get one contact in. After
Wow.
2 weeks, you guys. She's putting the contact in one hand, not even looking, talking on her phone. Do
I
you see what
love it. That's so good, Sarah.
I just wanted to share that something so challenging can become easy with
Yeah.
this. So,
Yes. Let's give it up for Sarah Moses hitting us with a story. Sounds like that could be a bit, Sarah, your event. Wendy, you have something for us?
well, yeah, and it's nothing new because I think that we all we'll hear the same things over and over again about what we're facing. I don't think anything is unique to one of us necessarily. So it's just kind of adding on to what that Dr. Tubi said, and you know me, I will do anything.
I will
I have
do
done,
anything.
I will, and I will take fast action. But I reach a point where it's like, I don't want to spend money that doesn't give me an ROI. And I don't want to try to convince you, that person who is like not going to take action, and keep on reaching
Oh,
out to
yeah.
people who are really not going to do the thing. They're not
Right.
going to, like, Stacey talks about not, if you're willing and you're ready and you want to spend the
Right.
money, I'm all in for you. But I'm just not there
Yeah.
to just
Yeah.
spend time and, money.
Good. Very, let's give it up for Wendy. Thank you for sharing. And I want to kind of add this one thing, and then I'll tell you kind of my little hack. So we'll get into the juicy stuff in just a second. I want to shift this to like this statement isn't to go against like your principles and your morals and like things that you don't want to find yourself doing. I want you to explore this statement, even for those of you kind of like Dr. Tubi and Mariana who are like, I don't want to waste a bunch of time, and that there may be something else too that may be filling in that statement. Where there's a new level of, for instance, it could be, I'll do anything to accomplish my goals, but don't ask me to test a bunch of stuff. And there may be something there where, here, I'll get into it, but like, I'm curious if what I'm going to share with you now, if there's something else inside of some of your statements. Okay, let's go. Number one, if you're experiencing fear, give me a yes if you experience fear related to the blank that not for everybody, but maybe for some of you. Give me a, because mine was re is related to something of fear. I feel uncomfortable. I feel out of my element. I can't see the people. I can't see the faces. There's no editing. If I mess up or forget my line, it's very obvious. I feel fear. So here's, I studied with an NLP practitioner. And the number one thing that they said for me to do is go, that my unconscious mind is looking for evidence of it not working. So go look for evidence right now that I'm good on camera. Interesting. How can this relate to you? Go look for evidence of the opposite of your fear. I'll tell you what I did. I started screenshotting comments of, on other materials that I have of people saying nice things about me on camera and about my content. So I started an evidence file to prove the opposite is true. Wave at me if you're tracking with what I'm saying. So your brain has a deeper evidence file. More neural pathways have been formed that's tricking you that the evidence is the opposite of whatever it is that you're facing. And it can be easily overcome, this NLP practitioner said, by focusing on the evidence of the opposite being true. I'm trying to think about how else this could relate to, but just try to apply it to whatever it is that you're going through. So I'm screenshotting right now. Like if any of you guys say something nice on my content right now, I'm going to start screenshotting it because now I'm going through the evidence file of things like I'm great on camera. I'm good with content. I don't know all the things. So I'm proving I'm getting an evidence file of the opposite. Number two, the second. That's so great. You're supposed to be president, Paul. The second thing, Paul, this will really help you and anyone who will particularly with what you mentioned, is fear grows where there is lack of data and information. The more information you can educate yourself on, the fear dissipates. So what I would encourage you to do, and I started doing this too, Paul, for different things, is I am I'm so vulnerable. Well, let's just be so vulnerable. I have to go get like a, basically like a facial service done. And so I'm super freaked out about it, but all my friends are like, you totally have to do it. And it's going to be very painful. And I'm like, oh my God. But the way that I'm going to do it, Paul, is I'm going to book 3 to 5 consultations with different service providers so I can get more information. So Paul, like booking an appointment with 3 to 5 people who run Facebook ads only for the purpose, hear me now, Paul, of you asking questions. Tell me more about how the ROI works with Facebook. Tell me more about your results. Tell me more about clients that you've worked with that have high ticket offers or a phone funnel. Tell me more. Someone type, tell me more in the chat right now. The reason why you have certain fears around, I'm not Jenny Ray, I'm just saying this as a, but one of the reasons if we have not accomplished something for multiple years is simply just lack of information. So booking 3 to 5 consults, I would say to encourage any of you who love ROI of time, I never talk to anyone longer than 20 minutes. So I have very specific questions and I'm like, I have 20 minutes. Give me what you got. That will dispel the fear. Tell me more. Give me a yes if one of you can think of some area of your business right now that you could go talk to 3 to 5 virtual assistant firms. You could go talk to 3 to 5 funnel builders. You could go talk to 3 to 5 MCs. Give me a yes if something's popping in your mind of someone that you could just be like, tell me more. Okay. So I have more tips, but I think this is good for now. My encouragement to you, don't let 2024 hold any unlived life. Let's you and I together, and maybe by the end of this call, we could talk about a janky go live video club if any of you want to join me in the arena there. Okay. But don't let 2024, let's leave it all on the field. In 2024, all the potential, all of the ability, all of the message, the story, your capacity. Let's leave it all in the field. Give me a yes in the chat if you be ready to like, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I mean, for real, for real, for real, for real. How good is it going to feel at the end of 2024? Be like, I left it on the field. Eileen here again. Just wanted to say thanks again for listening. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there and you took time out of your day to listen to today's episode and invest in yourself. If you want to keep on going and you're an entrepreneur looking for more consistency in your business, you're probably making at least one of three critical errors. Head on over to getcontrolofmybusiness.com to access my free training and finally grow a simple, streamlined business with high impact and consistent six-figure months. Now remember, the world needs what you alone have to offer. I'll see you in the next episode.